You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Welcome to your friends.
Yes, near and far around Etobicoke, especially our good friends at All Saints, the rest of Canada, and around the world.
Around the world.
Especially a warm welcome to all the new listeners.
Yes. Welcome to our program, Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Nick and Mariangela, and we're so glad that you could join us.
Yes, for this hour. So thanks again. So we start with the intentions for this month of November. November is dedicated to our dearly departed, All Souls, All Saints, Remembrance Day. We especially thank all the soldiers, men and women, who have helped serve and protect Canada and give us all our freedoms that we have.
Yes.
We thank all the fallen officers and first responders for all their dedication for keeping Canada
safe and secure.
Yeah, the true north, strong and free.
Amen, amen. So as we prepare for this next hour, we ask that you dim the lights or even shut the lights, light a candle, and relax. Get into a comfortable position. And let's begin.
We tried something new. We have a crucifix of Jesus with us, who is Christ the King.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it takes to get you into the moment, all of this ready to let the Holy Spirit in.
Yes. And so our beginning prayer is a prayer for November. Grant, O Lord, that my own heart may be touched as yours is, at the passing of all souls into eternal life. In great confidence, I pray for all my friends and loved ones who are no longer here on this journey of faith. When I am sad at the death of those who were close to me, may my sadness be firmly supported by my faith that life is merely changed, not ended, that those I love are still with me, though unseen. May you, Lord Jesus Christ, welcome me and all those for whom I pray into eternal life at the moment pleasing to you. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that's a beautiful prayer, Mariangela.
Thanks, yeah.
So our mission is to spread the joy through the gospel of the good news. I just heard something on TV or the priest at Mass says, I got good news. That we need to read the good news to get a good attitude.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do.
So we hope to inspire and encourage, and most of all, arouse the Holy Spirit within. So the topic for this month is
Christ the King, of course, because we are celebrating it later this month, November. Yep. Yes. And it's towards the end of the month that we celebrate it. And so we're going to be discussing also ways to reconnect with God, especially if we feel disconnected with Him, with Christ the King, who should be and who really is the center of our lives.
Yeah, so how to reconnect? Well, we will be using reflections and prayers. We look forward to spending the hour with you, and we hope this will deepen your faith and, you know, become closer to Christ.
So the purpose of this hour is to share in the hope, power, and majesty of Jesus, who is Christ the King. And when we turn our lives and trust in Him, we will experience His mercy, His grace, and His love.
So a little bit about Christ the King. Christ the King, it was made a feast day by Pope Pius XI in 1925. He felt that a feast celebrating the kingship of Christ over all humanity would be especially appropriate at this time because of the threat of secularism and people losing their faith. And that was 100 years ago almost.
Yeah, times are quite the same as they were 100 years ago.
What comes around goes around.
Right.
So it is all about the power and majesty of Jesus in His second coming. He will wipe away all sins.
And the solemnity of Christ the King is found on the final Sunday of the liturgical calendar, and it's the last Sunday of ordinary time. The season of Advent begins the following Sunday. And in our church, the Catholic Church, it is a solemnity and a holy day of obligation where we see that priests are wearing white. The purpose of this feast is to draw our minds and hearts closer to acknowledging Jesus's authority and Christ's authority and sovereignty in a society that often forgets or denies that His power denies His power and kinship. So the reign of Christ does not refer to an earthly power, but rather a divine one. So there's many references to Christ the King in the Bible. We see it in, for example, Revelation, where Jesus is referred to as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes.
Yeah, the Solemnity of Christ the King is a newer feast, as mentioned earlier, in the Catholic Church because of Pope Pius XI. After World War I, with the threat of communism, atheism, and secularism were on the rise, and the Pope wished to emphasize the authority, power, love, and sovereignty of Christ, who is King. So one of the, sometimes the gospel readings we use is from the book of John.
And here we see the divine authority of Christ is made very clear. So Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth."
So a meditation on Christ the King. The kingdom of God can be spoken in two ways, at the final coming of Christ at the end of time. His kingdom will be permanent and visible to all. He will destroy all sin and evil and will make everything new. He will reign eternally, and charity will govern every mind and heart. What a joyful gift to anticipate with much hope.
Yeah, let's not always lose hope, right?
Yeah, here we are expecting to win the lottery when we should be looking forward to Christ the King and His coming.
Yes. So, and the kingdom of God that is already, He's already in our midst, the kingdom of God. And what is that kingdom? It's the kingdom that is present by grace living in our hearts. First, Jesus longs to reign in our hearts and rule in our lives. And so the key question is this: do I allow Him to take control? He's not the sort of king who imposes Himself in a dictatorial way. He's not that way.
He's there waiting for us.
Yes, inviting us, right? He doesn't exercise His authority and demand that we obey. He's inviting, very inviting to us, to give Him kingship of our lives. He invites us to let Him take full control. And if we do that, He will command us and command us out of love, right? It's a command of love.
Yeah, it's so true.
And These commands are decrees that draw us to the truth and beauty that is Him, right? And they always refresh us and renew us.
So secondly, Jesus' presence is all around us, as Mary Angela said. His kingdom is present every time charity is present. His kingdom is present every time grace is at work. It's so easy for us to be overwhelmed by the evils of this world when we're busy and going around and around and miss the presence of God. We simply have to stop. God is alive in the countless ways around us, and we must strive to see the presence or we'll truly miss out.
Yes. So let's reflect upon the presence of the kingdom of God present among us, among you. Do you see it in your heart? Do you daily invite Jesus to rule your life? Do you acknowledge Him as your Lord? And do you see the ways He comes to you through your daily circumstances or in the from others? And in your daily situations, we should always seek Him out constantly, and this will bring joy, always joy in our hearts. So, Lord, I invite you today to come reign in my heart. I give you complete control of my life. You are my Lord and my King. I trust in you.
So, I think it's time for a couple power words.
All about Christ the King, right?
Christ the King.
So here we go. King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting King, all-powerful, just judge, omnipotent,
majestic, royal, almighty, and King of the universe.
Amen.
So if we feel a disconnect with God, it is time to reconnect with Christ the King. In this wonderful world, we are blessed with many abundances. We forget the fact how important the omnipresence of Christ the King is. So as mentioned before, if we've fallen into a disconnect with God, we will show you ways how to connect back with Christ. So the definition of disconnect means to break the connection of or between something or someone. Other words for a disconnect are detached, separated, divorced, cut off, isolated, and disassociated. And these are the complete opposite of what we talked about in our prayer program. When we have a relationship with God, it is our communication. So if we've become disconnected, that's not good. We're here to help.
And, you know, at times, from time to time, we may feel that way, right? We may feel, there's always the ups and downs of life.
We can feel
very strong in our relationship with God. And then at other times, we feel that detachment, that separation from God.
Yeah,
right?
We make plans and then life happens.
Yes, yes. And so there are things or issues that may drive a wedge in our relationship with God. And these issues are the disconnect. They distract and divide. These are the things that make us doubt God's existence from time to time. So then what is needed then to help restore this connection with Christ? What can help us to reconnect with Him? Well, of course, Christ the King. And it's a matter of a shift, a new perspective, a new approach, a new attitude that we have to make. So we're going to be then talking about three steps that we should follow that will help us reconnect. The first one is just to present the issue.
Yeah. What is the disconnect?
What is the disconnect? The issue. Second, we're going to give options to resolve the issue, so offer a solution to it. And thirdly, we'll end with a prayer dealing with the issue.
Yeah, we have about, you know, maybe we had about 40 and we narrowed it down to like under 20.
Because there's lots of issues.
Of the disconnects that can affect our relationship with God. So the first one is the storms in our lives. sometimes we can be stressed out with COVID, unemployment, inflation, the cost of food, gas prices. Some of us have health issues. And some of us, if not most of us, are concerned, what will the future hold? We have in many ways become desensitized, burned out, and we have now emotional damage. So the solution we offer is, as Marianne just said in last month's program, is to look at the things we are grateful for and have a gratitude folder.
A journal of gratitude.
Like how much we, it's not what we don't have, but it's what's left.
So what are we grateful for?
Right? Yeah, and humility. And by doing so, we can do our daily examination of conscience. So the prayer or reflection for this is are these wonderful words. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, King of Kings.
And by focusing on those words, it helps us to lead to de-stressing, right?
Yeah, and to kind of ride out the storms in our lives.
Yes. Another issue is social media, and they can be a lot of noise in our life. We are often bombarded, overwhelmed, besieged, even weighed down with all the enormous amount of social media in our lives.
Yeah, like we know things are happening around the world, whereas like 30 years ago, things were, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Right? And we carry the issues and problems from all around the world, right?
Yeah, and it could really distract us.
And drain us.
And drain us, yeah. And we really need to weed out what the truth is being told and what is, the social media's agenda. You know, we have to figure that out. We have to use our intelligence to weed, you know, what the truth is.
So what can we do about it?
The solution is to just, well, simply turn off the all that social media. Turn off the TV, the radio, all electronics, right?
Everything but
except
Radio Maria.
Yes.
Do not shut that off.
And that's a matter of distinguishing what is the truth from all of, social media, right?
Yeah.
Radio Maria speaks the truth. And so the prayer for this is, Lord, guide me daily that I don't spend my time on social media, but rather on achieving the goals you have set out for me. May I seek after your truth and your path.
Another issue that can divide or disconnect us is that we're tired. We're tired mentally and physically. We are exhausted, pooped. It's been a long 3 years, and COVID, as Mary Angela said, has drained us. And
boy.
Yeah.
Three years.
Where's
going
the energy?
On.
You know, some have given so much. Like in helping others, like especially the medical staff, is that now they're dealing with compassion fatigue. And because of we're so tired, we can't focus on God. We don't have any energy. There's nothing left in the tank.
Yeah. So what are we going to do?
Well, what we can do are
make time for rest. Let's restore ourselves and rejuvenate ourselves in God's presence.
And the prayer we'd like to share, which is a quote from the Bible, is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
So we will find rest in him. Another issue is mental health. There's, mental health issues. There's, you know, depression. We can be anxious, we can feel hopeless, things can get out of control in our lives, and we ask, where is God and why is this happening? So what are we to do in these circumstances?
I think what we can do is if we notice it in someone else, because the person who may be suffering these mental health issues may not see it within themselves,
yes.
We need to become a witness, we need to step in. We need to help guide them, call a doctor,
Maybe they need medication,
right? That's right, you know.
Or maybe they even just need simply someone there to be present to listen to them.
And to listen to them. So true. And so the prayer we'd like to share is,
Jesus, King of the universe, when I am ill and my head and hands cannot work and I am lonely, Jesus, help me. Always, always, in spite of weakness, falls and shortcomings of every kind, Jesus, help me and never forsake me. Amen.
Amen. So another thing that disconnects us from God is that we're so busy. We're going 100 miles an hour. Pope Benedict said many years ago is that we're moving at 2 or 3 miles an hour faster than we were like 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, boy.
So we have so many things to do and not enough time. Are we human beings or are we human doings? So we're doing so much, but are we spending the time with God or are we just avoiding him?
I like that. Are we human beings? Are we just, you know, being or, you know?
Yeah, you know, and what, and
but
what,
not, yeah.
So the solution to not just doing is being. So how do we just be?
Well, by just slowing down, even pausing and stopping. And in that pause and stop, let's find some daily quiet time to just simply be with the Lord.
And this was a classic prayer for people that are busy, is again another quote from the Bible.
There is need of only one thing. And it's the Bible passage, we should say, of Mary and Martha, right? There is only one thing in need of. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. And when Jesus comes to visit, when we invite him into our lives, as Martha invited him into her home, the best response is to stop, be still, and listen carefully to what he has to say. So to be at his feet, right?
Yeah, especially.
And listen to him.
When Christ the King is talking, we need to give him our full attention. Another issue that could disconnect us with God is addiction. In the sense that, we want a new drug. I need a new high. You know, we turn to drugs, social media, alcohol, food. I even notice some places you can actually get marijuana 24 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
And they actually deliver.
Wow.
So let's pray that we don't get to that point where an addiction can, like, cut off our communication with God. So a solution.
So what are we to do then?
Yeah, so we ask Christ the King, who is the Holy Spirit, keep my thoughts and actions pure. And the prayer we'd like to share is this.
Christ the King, I offer thee my poor actions to obtain, that all hearts may recognize your sacred royalty, and thus the reign of your peace may be established throughout the entire world. Amen.
Another issue is pride or a sense of entitlement. You know, some of us may think we are entitled. We have an ego. We are at the center of the world. Nothing else matters. God is at a distance. I can do it my way. But that song is a theme song to hell.
Yeah. And so what are we to do in this case? What's the solution? Well, let's just simply be humble. We offer, you know, surrender to
obedience
and to the Lord. Yeah. Offer our obedience to him, really. Not, you know, our way, but his way.
And the prayer is, Christ the King, open my eyes to the blessings of humility. And let me not see humility as the world sees it, but in its beauty and fullness of joy.
Christ the King, you are the Savior, Redeemer, Bread of Life, Lord, Creator, Son of the Living God.
And so with that, we're just going to take a short musical break, and then we will be back with some other things that disconnect and how we can reconnect to Christ the King.
Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So welcome back.
We hope you enjoyed that song. We thought it was so appropriate for, you know, this topic we have for this hour. Christ the King, King of the Universe.
And so we're going to continue our offering of different issues we have in our life, how we can deal with them, the solutions, and offering a little prayer.
Yeah. So another topic is the isms, materialism, consumerism, buy, accumulate. You know, buy, you know,
do we never have enough of it?
We never have enough, never enough and wanting more. So do we have possessions or do they possess us? You know, so we need to maybe, how about saving for the future? Oh, sorry, that is part of the solution. So what can we do?
Yes, what can we do is, well, think, do we really need this thing?
Yeah.
Or is it just something that we want?
And all
it is about traveling light, right?
Yeah. And the true abundance that which we should accumulate or go for is God's abundant love and mercy.
And the prayer to go with the isms is, Dear Jesus, I have so much, yet my eyes wander to the blessings of others, and I feel jealous. The bright new remodeled kitchen, the enviable job, the ideal marriage. Remind me that none of this compares to the gift of your love, and that you love me so much you died for me. Please help me to be content in you. Amen.
Amen.
So that's a solution, right? Just thinking about God and being content in Him, He can offer us all our happiness, not the isms.
Yeah, the isms. I think big thing is prayer. You know, we have to go back, for prayer, our communication, the reconnect with yes. God. Another thing that disconnects us from Christ the King are, and this has been around a long time, are the energy vampires.
Yes, yes.
Or negative environment, negative toxic environment. You know, those things can drain us.
Yes.
Negative people or negative situations can distract us or drain us. And sometimes people who are energy vampires can who walk in a room and they can suck the air out of the room. It's hard to breathe. And with that, it's hard to think and operate.
Yes. So what are we to do in this case? Well, the solution is really to trust in Christ the King. Maybe even pray the rosary as it's a tool, right? A weapon against this negativity.
Yeah,
it's a shield of protection.
Shield of protection. So carry a rosary with you and not just carry it, pray on it. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, "Peace be with you as the Father has sent me. So also I am sending you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And they were filled with life.
And peace, indeed. Another issue we may come across is anger. Sometimes we get really angry in our lives. Things are not going my way.
We can where is God?
And we question,
what's going on?
And so the anger empowers us indirectly, and we're not just simply not patient, and we are just very conflicted.
Yeah.
And this can happen when a loved one dies. Maybe we're stuck in the past.
We didn't get what we wanted, and why didn't I get this? Well, I think we don't know.
We don't know sometimes, maybe God has a different plan for us. Yeah.
You know, so what we can do, the solution would be to forgive. Don't hold on to things. Move on. Let go. How about confession?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one.
So the prayer is, Christ the King, forgive us. O Sovereign King, forgive us against the sins we do against you. Jesus, you are King of Mercy.
Amen. Another issue is culture of death. St. John Paul named this culture of death in the 1980s.
Yeah, in the year, like 40 years ago. And some were wondering, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And what he meant is
that it's an attack on life, really, and
family values, right? Where now so much is being made about abortion and so many things about death, about euthanasia, that we forget our Catholic faith is about pro-life.
Yes, and so the secular world wants us to believe in a culture of death, but really we should be focusing on a culture of life.
And it's a fake and phony compassion.
Yes.
Right? We need to stand up for life from beginning to the end because life is sacred.
So the solution then is to support pro-life. Maybe, you know, the life chain, the 40 days for life, participate in that.
Yeah. And can start even by, you know, praying, bringing your family to church, you know, having those big Sunday dinners. Why not Saturday and Sunday dinners?
Right? Yeah, keep the family strong.
Keep the family, the
and
core.
United, yes.
Keep that core strong because the devil wants to break that up. Right, but it's not going to happen with Christ the King. He is divine King. He is
mercy. He is peace, justice, and all good things. So, Lord, protect us, Lord, our King, our families, and the land of our birth. God, guard us, we pray, most faithful one. Amen.
Amen. Another disconnect is our secular society with atheism, and another ism is relativism. Okay, so with New Age, it looks tantalizing. It entices us. What it's doing,
it's intriguing.
What it's doing is saying you are now at the center and God has been bumped to the side.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. So the solution is Christ the King. You are the focus in my life. You are all that I need.
And the prayer is, O Christ the King, the everlasting creator of all things, remember that the souls of unbelievers were made by you and formed in you in your own image and likeness. Remember that Jesus, your Son, endured a most bitter death for their salvation. Amen.
So another disconnect from Christ the King is fear. It is the great blocker. I was driving home on the lakeshore and I saw a sign, you know, for they had a Halloween promotion and they said to live the fear. When it truly is in life that I think we fear to live.
Yes.
Right? So what we can do, the solution is put Christ the King at the center. You are the courage, the grace, and the love that we need to help us to overcome and
the
endure.
Fear. Yes.
Yeah.
And the prayer is, be not afraid. St. Paul tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. Another disconnect we could fall into, you know, like bumping God to the side, is money. We become greedy. Money becomes our God. For the love of money is the root of all evil. There is idol worship.
Of money,
yeah.
Yes.
All we have to do is look to the prodigal son and how he took half his inheritance, spent it wildly on dissolute living. And at the end, the father was all loving and merciful. And the father in that story is about God the Father, who is full of grace and mercy.
Mercy, yes. And how do we deal with this love of money and greed? Well, let's give it away, really. Let's share, offer our donations, you know, charity. Because really, we can't take it with us, right?
Some try.
Some try, but some try. In the end, we can't take it with us. And so our prayer in this case is, renew my baptismal vows. I renounce Satan with all his works and pomps, and I promise to live a good Catholic, as a good Catholic. Especially, I do pledge myself by all the means in my power to bring about the triumph of the rights of God and your church. Amen.
Another issue is, maybe this is a new catchphrase, is called escapism. Escapism is simply we try to escape all the things in life, which we, you know, we're talking about before, like money, we're talking about addictions. We're trying to run away just to make the world go away. We want to live in a fantasy.
We think these things will make things easier.
But easier. We want to disappear. But in the end, you want to go to Fantasy Island. But in the end, it all becomes a nightmare.
It does.
Yeah, so let's be careful not to fall into escapism. Yeah, it's good to have plans, dreams, and goals, but the reality is we have bills to pay, we have things to do, but it is Christ the King, and the solution is Christ the King. Maybe spend time with him in adoration. So instead of escapism and having a false things in your life, we go to adoration where Jesus is the real presence, and we take time and spend with him.
So Christ the King, I bow to you, Lord Jesus. I acknowledge that you are my Lord and King, the Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, Master High Priest, Prophet, Teacher, Emmanuel, Advocate, and Mediator.
Wow, we could keep going on and on. And so the last disconnect we can have with God is we become, you know, we fall into a routine. We're bored. It's lackadaisical. Whatever, laissez-faire, half-hearted, when in turn, I think we're really asleep. We've become comfortably numb, and we become complacent.
Yeah.
But it's tragic that most people never get to see what they have because they're asleep. And as Anthony DeMillo says, we need to awake
and end the nightmare.
Yeah.
And so what are we to do? What the solution is really to set the world on fire and to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives.
Yeah. And Christ the King, may I use my time to do beneficial things for you and for others. Make me a vessel of hope and of good works. Thank you, Lord. We'd like to share with you now some relevant verses from the Bible about Jesus, who is Christ the King. So in Isaiah, it is these words, "For a king will be born to us, a son, and he will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful,
Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." You know, whenever I hear this passage, it reminds me of the Messiah.
Yeah.
When we go and see here the Messiah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Wonderful, mighty. We can never get tired of these words. Also in Isaiah, he writes, "Then in that day the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, who will stand as a sign for all the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious."
From Acts, we have this passage. "And so because he was a prophet and he knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne." From John, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt."
First book of Timothy, it says, "Which we will bring about at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords."
The Lord of lords.
And a similar passage in Revelations goes like this.
"These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful."
And again, later on in Revelations, St. John writes, "And his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of kings
and Lord of lords."
So I think they're trying to tell us something in the book of Revelations. Be ready for when the King of kings and the Lord of lords comes.
Yeah, he's the ultimate king, the ultimate lord. And finally from John, "Therefore Pilate said to him, so you are a king?" I think we've said this passage, but it bears repeating, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice."
Yes.
Are we listening?
Are we listening? Yeah. So, Nick, did you know that the solemnity of Christ the King sometimes occurs on the same day as the feast of Blessed Miguel Pro?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting.
The two don't always...
Isn't that the movie we saw?
Yeah, right? It was a movie we saw. Yeah. And the two don't always come together, but they often occur very close together on the same day. So the feast of Blessed Miguel Pro is on November 23rd. And who he is he's a martyr from the Mexican Revolution. He died with his arms extended in the shape of a cross, and his last words were "Viva Cristo Rey," which means "Long live Christ the King." And this was the bottle of the Cristeros, the Catholics in Mexico who braved prosecution to recognize the authority of Christ. So how appropriate that the, solemnity of Christ the King can often be on the same day as his feast day, right?
Yeah, you talk about courage and what people did, how they stood up for our faith and were just fearless.
Mm-hmm. So he shall reign forever. And on the solemnity of Christ the King, it's important to remember that Christ is King, not only of the universe, but also of our hearts and homes. He is a just King. But he is also a loving and merciful King, and he will be with us until the end of time. Jesus is the King that came to save us from our sins, right?
Yeah, so true.
He's the King of love, of mercy, peace, and forgiveness, who comes to lead us to the truth and to eternal life.
So Jesus is King, who teaches us to serve with humility and gentleness. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Christ, the King of the universe, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And viva Cristo Rey. Amen.
Amen.
Christ, our Savior and our King, renew in me allegiance to your kingship. I pray for the grace to place you above the powers of this world in all things. So we should always raise his authority above us, right, and above everything, right?
Yeah. And are we reflecting? I don't know. The question I want to ask, take time to reflect. Is Christ the King in your life?
Yeah.
If not, what are the distractors or the disconnect?
Mm-hmm. That's the main message that we want to offer and reflection.
Yeah, not as much as the disconnect, but the reconnect. But to fix a problem, you must know what the problem is. Like, what is the root cause?
That's right.
Yeah. How can we make Christ the King? It won't happen overnight. Maybe it will.
No.
We can start with the reflection, is Christ the King of my universe? So just something, you can reflect on.
We need time to pray on it, right? To pray for the grace to place him above everyone and all the powers in the world and all things.
Big thing in preparing the show is I think a lot of the things, the distractors or the disconnects, are some of the things that we were going through. We were busy,
mm-hmm.
we're overwhelmed, mm-hmm. we're stressed. But the beauty of...
it's always the ups and downs of life, right?
Yeah, the beauty of this show at Radio Maria, and we're so fortunate that we're able to have this... this
platform.
Platform. And we're so grateful that, we have so many wonderful friends, parishioners, new friends that listen. And, you guys are listening to us, and it's not about us. We hope to be, the tools of God, because what is it? Sometimes when we listen to the program, me and Mary Angela say, well, how, we never wrote that, or where did that come from?
Right? I think it's always the Holy Spirit that inspires and guides us throughout.
Yeah. And so the point I want to make is, find some time throughout the day, the week, or in the future, and I guess have an appointment or whatever works for you to be with Christ the King. Whatever works for you, be it silence, be it a run, a jog, be it helping someone. Like, mm-hmm. we all have a different way.
Make time in your life.
Yeah, and you find it so beneficial. It's free. Mm-hmm. It's life-giving. Right? It's everlasting. And that high never goes away. Like Father John Carparelli, he wrote a book called High on Life. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's not about any substance or food or wine. It's about having Christ the King be the center in our lives. And with that, it's the eternal high, right?
That's
natural.
That very natural high, yes. Yes. So let's offer then some prayers for Christ the King. O Lord, our God, you alone are the most holy King and ruler of all nations. We pray to you, Lord, in the great expectation of receiving from you, O divine King, mercy, peace, justice, and all good things. Protect, O Lord, our King, our families and the land of our birth. Guard us as we Pray, most faithful one, protect us from our enemies and from your just judgment. You have deserved your just judgment. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us. We trust in your great mercy. O most awe-aspiring King, we bow before you and pray. May your reign, your kingdom, be recognized on earth. Amen.
Amen. O Jesus, you are the King of glory. You are the Lord of lords and King of kings. And we pray that your kingdom will reign forever in our hearts and in this world. Lord, we pray for your kingdom to come here now, bringing a kingdom of justice, righteousness, hope, love, peace, mercy, and grace for all. Lord, we ask you that you rule in our hearts and lead in this world and govern, over your kingdom. Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And with that, we say, where has the time gone?
Where has it? It's, yeah.
Yeah, here we are, almost near the end of the show.
Yeah, and the end of the hour.
Yeah, we want to thank all the listeners, all the people at Radio Maria, all the people that donate to help make this program happen.
Yes.
And most of all, we thank Christ the King.
Yeah, we hope we've offered you some reflection on Christ the King and having him to be the center of our life, and how we can, deal with some of the issues that come in our way through prayer and through, some suggestions of what we can do.
Yeah, it's so important. Once we have a core, a base, when Jesus is at the center, and it's like we heard the saying from Father Philip. He says, when we have Jesus, we will be rooted. We won't be stuck.
Right.
We will be rooted,
yes,
in Christ, mm-hmm, the King. So as we come to a close, we have a final prayer.
And it's a prayer for busy times. Lord, in quiet times, we see your face and we feel your holy presence. In busy and hectic times, we tend to run aimlessly away from your help. In our most fatigued and stressful times, we need you most. Send us your calming spirit. Lighten our hearts, Lord. Help us to work in a spirit of wisdom, overcoming the stress that can slow us down, Lord. Jesus, may your life always stand before us. You call us to a ministry that is sometimes overwhelming. Slow us down to see your face and to feel your hand upon our shoulder. Amen.
And Christ the King,
pray for us.
Pray for us so that we may be always connected to you.
And thanks for listening.
And we'll see you. We will be with you for next month.
Amen. Amen.
Take care.
Take care. God bless.
Bye.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may
you have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.